plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar, which is just below our studio here, is well worth a visit. Absolutely is. Fantastic menu, great atmosphere, lovely cosy pub on a cold day. And if it's a nice warm day, she can sit out the front. Pop into the White Sands Hotel and let them know that Adrian and Jeremy from Opinions Matter asked you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, last night, we put up a post on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And the post was of the protest that we discussed in a recent podcast from Coolock, where people are protesting outside the former Crown Paints site, which is to be used to house international protection applicants. The place is being done up. The email that we quoted last week has been confirmed as legitimate, and that is the plan for the use of that building. However, the post that we put up last night was highlighting the fact that an awful lot of children were at the protest over the last couple of days, including this video, a short video that appeared online, which you can hear for yourself. I'll play the audio for you now. This is a group of children being coached into the chant outside the Crown Paints plant. Okay, so they are a group of children. Now, the eldest, I would say, that was there was 16 or 17. There was some young lads, even much younger, I would say maybe 8, 9, 10. And they're being encouraged in that chant by a grown adult.
I was...
Let me just listen to it again. Okay, so that's what they were being coached and encouraged to chant.
I was disgusted when I saw that video last night, and I hope the majority of you were as well. I'd like to think that every single person that listens to this podcast would be as disgusted as I was when I saw it. Okay, let's get down to nitty gritty here. Do I support the locals who may be concerned about who's moving into the area? Yes, of course. Do I think in the middle of a housing estate in Coolock is the right place for a centre for asylum seekers? No, I don't. It's not a place. Do I have them moving into my area? No, I don't. But whatever you feel about protesting, children should not be at protest. And I'll tell you about those kids that are shouting, get them out. They don't even know what they're shouting. They were being indoctrinated and brainwashed by adults who should know better. Those gobshites standing in front of them, waving their arms, come on kids, get them out, was akin to the Nazi youth in 1936.
Relax, for God's sake.
You were teaching...
Talk about being a drama queen here.
No, this is not drama. You were teaching kids to hate at that young age. Those kids will then grow up and they will end up being as racist as the adults that are prompting. Children do not belong. To hear kids...
I want to just go back for one second. You said you support the community in holding their protest.
There's better ways to teach children...
How is get them out racist?
Because it is. Get them out. First of all, they're not even there to get out. They're literally... Because those kids do not even understand the...
Of course they do. They're not that stupid.
Yeah, well, they do. No, they only...
There's a lot of foreigners being moved into the Crown Paints plant. What's to understand?
So already those kids have in their mind, foreigners bad, foreigners evil, foreigners want to take our jobs, foreigners want to make our place unsafe, all this. That is wrong to teach children that. Do you think my... Can you picture my young fella now standing outside saying, get them out? No, it's not. Stop using children. And the same people who've paraded their children out or who allowed their children to go to a protest like that, are the same parents who gave out about the left using their kids to push through abortion referendum and to push through same-sex referendum. You all, the likes of Keith, who we're going to hear from in a second, who thinks the kid should be there. Keith, you are the very one that 5 years ago or 6 years ago would have given out yards if there was a child walking down O'Connell Street saying LGBT rights. Would you agree, Adrian?
Yeah, possibly.
So you either agree with children being involved. Don't let kids play adult games. That is the point I'm trying to make. I was disgusted when I saw that when I saw that video. I really was.
Okay, but I want to play a message that came into our phone number. Sorry, 0858255.
Are you afraid to give your opinion?
You're saying that they're being brought up to be racist. I don't know how
hate,
being
no,
involved
hate.
in a local. You're saying you support the community.
No, I didn't say that.
You support their protest.
No, if they but there's ways to protest. There's ways, and children should not be involved in that.
Let's have a listen to this is outside the Crown Paints plant on the Malahide Road in Coolock. I think it was last night. So there you go. Anyway, we got this message in just earlier on today from a woman who's annoyed.
I'm living in Coolock for years and years now. I'm married to a man from Coolock. Our kids are from Coolock. And I'm not happy at all reading your page and what people are saying. My kids were down at that protest, and I'm proud of them for being down at that protest. They were fighting for what they believe is right and what is should not. And they're only 13, 16, and 18, all teenagers, and they were down there fighting for what they believe is right in this country. And they were standing up for their country. And for you to imply that they are any kind of, that parents are in any way neglectful or abusive or anything like that, or that kids are just trying to cause trouble, it's wrong and it's downright ignorant, and you should be ashamed of yourselves even airing this topic today. I'm so annoyed and so disgusted, and I will never listen to your show again.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. So that was the message that we got earlier on today. But the question we're asking is a protest any place for children? That's really the question. And not specifically Coolock, but this video that was sent to us was from Coolock. Have a listen again. All right, our number is 0858252526. Now, Damien, you've been involved in this protest in Coolock. What about having kids at a what about having kids at a protest like that?
What's wrong with having kids at the protest? It's a family orientated situation. This affects not only the parents, it affects the children in the area as well. So why not have them there and educate them on what's happening?
A lot of people believe that it's not appropriate, for example, for kids to be chanting things like "Get them out, get them out."
Well, I can't say I seen that because I wasn't there when it happened. Any time I've been there, there's been none of that carried on. It's very peaceful. It's very demonstrated. We don't block the roads. We don't antagonise the people going by. Even if there's non-nationals walking by, they're not being abused around. It's very, very placid. So that night, whatever that happened, I can't comment on it. I wasn't there.
Okay, but you think it's okay to have children involved in a protest like this? You don't see any issue with it?
I just heard it being played there. I didn't see that. So, like I said, I'm not going to comment on something I didn't see. I was there, you know what I mean?
In terms of the protest itself, it's been going on now for quite a while. I drove past myself the other day. Large crowds constantly turning up because of the belief that the Crown Paints plant is going to be used for...
It's not a belief, Adrian. It's actual facts that it's being passed by the owner of the building to the Department of Children and Equality or whatever, and it's down to their decision. But the reason why there's a protest there, and let me make this clear, it's not because we don't want people coming into our area. It's not because we're racist. It's because our area is underprivileged, as you will know yourself if you come over to the north side. To see a GP, it's 3 to 5 days at the minute. You can see the amenities across the road, which is the UCI and the Leisureplex. The manager came over to us during the week there. He said to us, Will you just please, please keep this up? If that goes in there, we're all out of a job because no one will bring that kid here. That's not coming from us. That's coming from people in the businesses across the road.
So this protest is going to keep going, is it?
Absolutely, it's going to keep going because... It's going to keep going because if you go down the Darndale Road, you will see Irish homeless sleeping on the road in tents. They're not doing that for them. They're not building premises for them. We aren't building premises for all the people who's homeless in this country, the 14,000, before they taking anyone else. If they start
But we've all seen, and you've seen yourself, Damien, we've all seen how a lot of the international protection applicants have been sleeping on the streets of Dublin in tents. That's not really an acceptable situation either.
And again, I don't blame any of these people. It's not their fault coming in here, right? You know, it's not their fault. Genuinely, I mean, if this country was poor and I could do it and America were offering me what they're getting here, of course you're going to do it. It's not their fault. And people have to realise we're not blaming them. We're blaming the government for this because they're the ones who's creating this mess. They should be stopping that at the airport. You know, there's no premises for anyone to sleep here. There's no hotel rooms. There's no buildings. They're making up makeshift accommodation. Like, that building has asbestos on the roof. That is not safe to live in, let alone walk in. Do you know what I mean? How can you put people in there? Like, if that roof, and for any given reason, a storm comes or anything happens to it, people are breathing that. And you know yourself, Adrian, that stuff is highly, highly dangerous. And they're willing to put people in there. How desperate are they to make money?
But when you say, I mean, the fact of the matter is that needs must, and the department is under immense pressure to find somewhere to put these people.
Who started all this? The government started all, not the Irish people. The government started. Rodrigo Gorman put it out there, inviting the whole world to here, even before having accommodation. Now, if you were going to do that, why would you not have the stuff already built and available for people to come here and integrate them then? Then it's no problem. But you're putting them into an area that's already overstretched with health, where it's already overstretched with amenities for the kids. The children have nothing to do. As you're seeing yourself there, what happened the other night. Now, like, if you take away what the kids already have in that area, which is the UCI and the Leisureplex, you are going to create an awful lot more crime with the kids that's growing up from 8 to 15. What do they do? You tell me what they'll do in that area.
Okay, and do you genuinely believe that if this centre goes ahead, the Leisureplex and the UCI cinema just down the road will close down?
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. The shutdown was going to bring the kids away. Oh, I'm not going to use it. Why would I go over there with my kids?
But why would you not use it?
Why would I go over there with my children full of all men? Honestly, would you bring your girls into a place where there's all men? And like I said, I've said this all along. If you put 1,000 or 500 men from Coolock in there, people will be protesting. You don't have to put that many people in a building, in a housing estate that's already rammed with people. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And the people behind all this, which is the government, should be all sacked, every single one of them.
So the protest will continue, and you're concerned that if...
It's
this centre goes ahead.
Area. 1,000,000%. It's going to absolutely depacitate our area. There's nothing in our area as it is. You know that yourself. I'm sure if you pass through Coolock, you'll see it. You know, the housing estates, like the grass is overgrown and the paths the corporation don't look after. The greens are overflowing with grass, with rubbish. Do you know what I mean? And you're adding people in. They can't even look after the areas as it is on the north side of the city. And it's all the whole north side they've done. Coolock, Ballymun, Finglas, Clondalkin, all the way up the north side. There is nobody, none of these centres on the south side of the sea. Tell me why. Just tell me why. I would love to know that. There is none of them on
and
the
you,
south
you,
side.
And your implication is what? Well, there actually is on the south side. There's one out in Clondalkin, which is on the south side.
That's not, you can call it south side. It's more north side. It's more of a council estate than it is a private estate.
So what are you implying? Why do you believe?
Well, I'm implying that it's always the working class people that suffer in this country, and that's who they're targeting again with all this. So basically, they're saying Coolock's a shithole. Just dump everything into
okay.
it.
Okay, Damien,
let it run down even.
Damien, can I read out a message for you from Alan? Just come in, guys. Please read out my message to that man there. The local residents should be protesting against the local drug dealers instead of protesting against innocent people. Now that's an argument that comes up regularly. Coolock, like many areas, Coolock's no different. It has drug gangs in the area. It has drugs that use your children, not yours, by the way, but local children as drug mules, drug dealers. Why has no drug dealing family's house been marched on in the last, well, for as long as I can remember? I haven't heard of a mass gathering of the community to march on drug dealers in the area in the last. If it's all about keeping the area safe from people who are going to do your children harm, why not march the drug dealers out of Coolock?
Exactly. And do you know what? You couldn't hear a fairer point. But at the same point, the guards can't control them. So how can they control another 1,000 people or 500 people being put into the area that nobody knows nothing about? Remember this. The majority of them, and it's been proven, 84-85% of them come here. No documentation, no passport, no nothing. They know nothing about them. So again, I'm not targeting them people. But if you want to come to this country and you want to integrate in their society, which is only fair because I can't leave the country without a passport, only the same as yourself, same as Adrian. You can't leave this country. Why? And I don't care what anyone says about this. People are, you know, they're going around with smoke screens in front of them because I seen a brand new Audi in town the other day that I couldn't even afford. And I'm absolutely busting my arse off and woke with a Ukrainian reg on it. What, did he drive that through the war to get it here? Like, it's just a scam. It's just a big, absolute scam what's going on. Do you know what I mean? And again, people think you're racist. It's not. We all have our eyes open now. The COVID thing was a blatant scam, and now this is another scam. It's just another way of driving down areas that's already ran down and has been for years. I've been living in Coolock 45, 46 years. And we've never got anything off that government. Never.
Okay, so let the message go out to all and sundry that the community of Coolock will not put up with this site being used.
We're not backing down. The whole area is not backing down. And it's not just Coolock. It's Kilbarrick, it's Artane, it's Darndale, it's Coolock, it's Eadmore. Every single area around there is not going to accept that going in there. So until the government decide that they're going to stop it, that protest is going to carry on. And even if they try to push it in, I guarantee you there'll be a couple of thousand people there that'll stop it. So it's down to Roderick O'Gorman to take his head out of the sand and listen to the people of Ireland, because none of them are listening to anyone. They have completely broken away from all societies, that government. They don't come, no one communicates with anyone. They just try to force the situation on areas and think, here, listen, they'll take it. Throw them in
okay,
there.
Okay, so just finally, Damien, before we let you go, to come back to the point of children being in attendance at your protest or any other protest, you don't see any harm.
No, well, here, sure, they're at the Palestinian protests, aren't they? They walk in the Palestinian protests. So what's the difference with theirs and theirs? You know what I mean?
Okay, good to talk to you, Damien. Thanks very much indeed.
All right, pal, take it.
Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Keith.
Well, lads, here you go again. He's probably going to play this, but why shouldn't the kids turn up? Why? Because there's a takeaway the narrative that these people are far-right extremists. There's a takeaway that what they're trying to say, that they're terrorists. When you see the woman pushing the kids down the road and bringing the kids out, these are the people who feel in fear of their fucking lives for people that they do not know coming into the country. Yes, back talking about migrants again, use a conversation. So what is the big problem with children going with their parents to one of these protests? What I see is unity. Communities coming together, fighting against what the government done to them. So anybody has a problem with that, they should hang their fucking head and give her a wobble and be fucking fully ashamed of themselves. From what I see is parents out with their kids at the protests, fair fucking play to them. The more numbers, the better. So fair fucks to them. Well done everybody who were coming up and brought their kids.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, during the break there, Jeremy was literally pulling his hair out because of the message that we played from Keith a second ago. What's wrong with you?
It's just the hypocrisy of Keith. Keith, and you know you're a hypocrite, because I'm telling you now, if it was a march for LGBT rights and there was children being brought along to march, you'd be like, oh, that's indoctrinating them into the LGBT community. They've no place being there. And you would say that. So don't try and bullshit a bullshitter, Keith. You would be saying that. The point is,
Am I literally the only person that feels uneasy when I see a video of a load of kids? They are children with their hands in the air going, get them out, get them out. I'm telling you, you're giving kids too much credit. The kids don't have a fucking clue, what they're talking about, get me out. They don't even know who they're talking about.
I don't agree with you. They're not that stupid.
Okay, what they're learning is they're learning from their parents or they're learning from TikTok. All dark-skinned people coming into country want to rape you and rape your mothers and rob your jobs and all that. That's the bullshit to learn. A woman commented on her Facebook page about an hour ago, yeah, saying that children are being, what was it? Children are being robbed by foreign nationals and put into brothels. That's ridiculous. Complete. It's this scaremongering. Even Keith going on about people are terrified. People are terrified. If they were importing, to use your language, 500 convicted rapists into Coolock, I would say, yes, okay. But regardless, it is not a place for children. And that is indoctrinating children to hate.
Okay. Let me bring in some more calls on this. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lorraine.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good. What did you want to say on this, Lorraine?
Jeremy, you're not inciting hate. My son is 11 and I would bring him to a protest. It's not against everybody coming into the country. It's against people coming in that are undocumented. You know nothing about them. We can't leave the country without a passport. But how many people can come into this country without a passport, without us knowing their history, without us knowing anything about them? Would you want people like that living in your state?
The argument is, though, that you're indoctrinating them to hate. Teaching chants like, get them out, get them out.
I wouldn't teach my son the chant, get them out, get them out. But my son knows, like where I live in Westmeath, we do have a centre where there's Ukrainians and there's other foreign nationals in it. And he knows that the Ukrainians are coming home from war. There's also some that have been proven that are undocumented. And he knows that. Like, I haven't sat my son down and said, you don't like a black person because they're black and we're different because we're black and white. It's not that. Would you really want a load of undocumented people living in your estate, Jeremy?
Well, Jeremy?
Okay, well, my answer to that is quite simple. There are undocumented people living in my estate. In fact, most of the people in my estate are, I'm undocumented. But I'm white, I suppose, so that doesn't mean that doesn't mean.
No. Sorry, you're not undocumented, Jeremy. You have a passport.
I have a passport.
You have a passport. You're documented. You have an Irish passport.
Passport doesn't tell me if I'm going to commit a crime or not. Say rape.
Lorraine's argument. Lorraine's argument is there are people arriving into this country with no passport.
Hang on a second.
No ID at all.
We know nothing about them.
Larry fucking Murphy has a passport.
What are you not? Your
passport is not.
You're not listening.
No, you're not listening, Jeremy.
You're not listening.
What Lorraine is saying is, and I agree with this point, okay? If somebody arrives into the Republic of Ireland without a passport, they should be sent straight back.
I agree.
Straight back. How do they even get on the plane? How do they even get to the border of the country?
We're all in agreement.
But that's all Lorraine's trying to say.
No, she's saying
that's what makes somebody undocumented. They have no passport. We have no idea who they are or where do they come from.
This is completely.
I couldn't give a bollocks if you were black, pink, purple, or yellow arriving.
This is not the issue, though, lads.
If you're not documented, go home. You shouldn't be allowed into our country. We know nothing about you.
Okay, this is not the issue I have is with children being taught to hate and being taught to prejudice against someone just because they're from... all this is going to lead to, Lorraine, young people are very, very impressionable. And all this is going to lead to listen to me for a second. It's going to lead to hate crimes in this country. If I came on the show today, Lorraine, and said that I sat my young fella down last night and I told him that everybody with a foreign accent or darker skin than him is a danger to him. You should stay away. How would you react to that?
Nobody's done that.
No, I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you, you don't believe that's happening? You do not believe that there are parents who are literally brainwashing their children that immigrants and asylum seekers all want to kidnap them, put them in sex brothels, like some people are claiming.
That's what parents are doing. That's just stupid. Because not everyone that's coming over here is over here to do that. People are coming over here to work the same as we go to America, the same as we go to Australia. There is foreign nationals. We need them to come into the country that work. Not every foreign national is here to kidnap you. Not 99% of the people that come into this country, even undocumented, aren't going to rape you, aren't going to kill you, aren't going to do anything.
The bottom line is, and I've said this, I'm going to say it again, don't let children play adult games. That is this is an adult discussion. It's an adult situation, and I understand, I understand completely where the people of Coolock are coming from when they are concerned about 500 undocumented people moving into the area. That is not the issue. The issue is a 14-year-old or a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old in his Canada Goose jackets. The last thing on his mind is asylum seekers. Did you know what asylum seekers were when you were 12? Because I bloody didn't.
We didn't have many of them.
We didn't have this issue when I was 12 and you were 12. This wasn't a major issue.
Okay, so we need to start telling children to chant "Get them out." That's what.
Okay, let me ask you that.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay, that's not what I said.
But let's deal with that what this video
another
is.
Here's another issue, Lorraine, about this. These children are also in schools and sitting beside. I mean, my young fella sits beside on his left. I think it's a girl from Ukraine. Another boy in his class is from, I can't even remember. It could be Zaire in Africa. So these children all go to school with children that are foreign nationals. What do you think that is teaching them if we have...
I'm not condoning anyone that is standing outside or having their kids screaming. My point is I'd have no problem bringing my son if it was a peaceful protest.
If that peaceful protest ended up with young people, which we saw in that video, chant and being taught to chant, "Get them out, get them out." Would you leave or would you stay?
I would leave. I wouldn't have my son around that. I wouldn't have my son around a load of young lads screaming, "Get them out, get them out, get them out." Because I don't agree with that. Because as I said, not all of them are there undocumented. We do need immigrants into the country that are here to work. We do need people to come in, like the same way we go to Australia and America.
Yep.
But you're not disagreeing with the principle of kids being at protests.
No, I would bring my son to a protest. I'd have no problem bringing my kids to a protest. Okay. Absolutely not. So, it's teaching them to stand up for what you believe in.
But so your child at 11, 12 doesn't have beliefs in what's right and what's wrong at that stage. Like in the same way, and some smart ass just said, "Oh, what about Aaron? What about the kids being brought to Palestinian protests?" I have an issue with that as well. Stop taking away a child's innocence. Had a problem as well with bringing children along to the abortion referendum and the abortion marches. Children shouldn't have been involved in that. Children shouldn't have been wearing abortion is murder t-shirts or my body, my choice. Children shouldn't have been asked any of those because these are adult things.
Okay, let's deal with that for a second, Lorraine. Kids should not be at protests, full stop.
I completely disagree, but they're your kids. If you don't want to bring your kids to protests, don't.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Thomas on this. You're on Opinions Matter. Thomas, how are you?
Guys, how are you?
Good, not a bother. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I know. It's the same thing being brought up again and again. I think Jeremy, what he wants to say, he's not putting across properly, but I can kind of speak for him if Jeremy, you don't mind.
Jesus, okay, go on. Point,
but Jeremy, what I think you're trying to say is the whole undocumented I'll just say, look, right, regarding the unvetted / undocumented thing, back in Nazi Germany, many Jewish people showed up in America without passports or documents to flee from war. I mean, when you look at history and see how things turned out for other people, you can learn lessons from that, you know. And we live in a society where we protect our neighbours, we protect our fellow citizens, and we also protect countries around us. We live all together. So I don't understand why these community-oriented people of Coolock don't understand to have a bit of empathy and, you know, open up your hearts a little bit. But with the undocumented thing, let me just say, with the unvetted / undocumented thing that they always bring up, there's two components to this, right? One is, there's two things to know. One is where the person was born and their birthday. And number two is if they committed a crime before. So let's say someone, person A, comes into a country and he doesn't have a document of when his birthday was. Who gives a fuck when his birthday was? What do you want to know? He's a human. Look at him. You know, you don't need to know when he was born or where he was born. He's a human. And number two is the crime you committed from before. Now, unless he escaped from a prison, which is highly likely, it means he done the crime and he done the time, meaning he's a free man. So if you believe in democracy, you should have no issues with unvetted people coming in.
Why would somebody arrive undocumented into this country? And why? And there have been examples of people who would have had their passport getting on the aeroplane and miraculously didn't have it when they get off the airplane. That's not the issue. Just shut up for a second,
no,
will you?
No, it's not the issue.
It's what we're talking about at this moment.
We've discussed this on about 60 different episodes of this podcast. We've discussed it. I'm sick of hearing about it. Yes, they rip up passports. No, they shouldn't be let into the country if they don't have passports. That is not the issue here.
But Thomas is making it an issue.
Well, no, that's
Thomas is saying be humane and understand. Thomas, I want you to explain to me why somebody would have gotten on an aeroplane with a passport and then get off the aeroplane without a passport. And it has happened.
If it has happened, look, all I can say to that is desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't condone it or I don't condemn it. I have no opinion on that, right? We can just deal with what's happening. We can't stop people from ripping up stuff, you know? I mean, look, when single moms are, you know, they shoplift when they can't afford to feed their kids, desperate times call for desperate measures, you know?
And you believe that the majority of people arriving into this state, whether they have a passport or not, are people in desperate times, and that's why they're arriving here.
I mean, who leaves everything they've ever known, the language they've known, the culture they've known, their neighbours to go to a different place unless it's desperation? I can't think of anything.
Stay there for a second. Let me bring in... Sorry,
no, sorry, Thomas. Let me just ask you, because I know Adrian wants to veer off this topic for some reason, the topic we're actually talking about. What would you say to parents who allowed their teenagers chant, get them out, get them out, get them out, at the protest yesterday?
Jeremy, I don't even think they know the history of Coolock. If you remember, Coolock used to be just a tiny peaceful village until the townies moved in. And remember Darndale, when Darndale was built, the local people said the same thing about the townies. I mean, it's history repeating itself all over again. So if they know how it felt.
So do you believe the children at this protest yesterday are being brainwashed and indoctrinated into hating asylum seekers?
Yeah, 100%. The people educating the kids aren't the most qualified, are they?
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. Can I just go back to something here with Thomas? Because you seem to have an opinion on everything else that you come on about, bar the one question Adrian asked you. What do you think about people, and give a reason for why people get on a flight, rip up their passports when coming into this country?
I just told you, it's desperation. People break rules.
No, but why would you want to... The bit I don't get, Thomas, unless you're trying to hide something, why would you need to rip up your passport?
Right, so from what I know is there are some countries where it's not considered an asylum-related country because there's no war going on.
A safe country, yes.
Yeah. But if people, for example, are getting attacked because they're gay or bisexual and they're leaving the country, they might be so desperate that they'll do something like that and you know, rip it up. My question is why
will they have their passports coming through everywhere else and then
right,
get on
let
a
me
flight?
Ask you, let me ask you. Let's both agree. Let's both agree, right? The ones ripping them up are wrong. Let's talk about the ones not ripping them up. If the people coming into
No. You see, this is the thing. This is exactly what it's about.
The people coming into Coolock, are they ripping them up?
Most of them, I'd say, are, yeah.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that.
But you don't either, do you?
Yeah, well, I'm not protesting.
No, you're not, but it doesn't matter. But let's get back.
Just on that point, as of last year, a lot of people don't believe this happens a lot. In 2023, 2,500 people arrived into this state without a passport. 2,500. That's an awful lot.
There you go. And do you know what the thing is, Thomas, right? Thomas, if you fly to the UK, will you get on board without a passport?
Say that again. If you
fly to Spain with your girlfriend, will you get on the plane without a passport?
Yeah, and if I go to Spain, guess what? I'm surrounded by people who I know nothing about.
You're avoiding the question. You're avoiding the question. If you go to Spain, you get on the plane with a passport. When you get off the plane in Spain. When you get off the plane in Spain, would you be let into Spain without a passport?
Yes, but so what? What's your point? The overall point is,
this is what they're doing. They are evading identification. Why? If you were trying to hide something, Thomas, you would rip up your passport, get on a flight. Why don't they want to be identified?
There are people that do it. There are people that don't. There are teachers that abuse kids. There are teachers that don't.
But you just said this is happening. So now, So now you're agreeing that it is happening.
No, we're talking about the Coolock case in specific.
And I want to go back to that, Angela. Let's deal with the fact that kids are at that protest and at protests in general. What's your opinion?
No, absolutely no. Children, are you trying to tell me that you're bringing a six-year-old child to a protest and trying to explain to a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old child what is going on? For God's sake, this is what is wrong with people out there. They are not letting their children be innocent anymore. They're too grown up when they're younger. They don't need to know that this is going on. You don't need a 6, 7, and 8-year-old to know what is going on in the country. You're the parent. You're meant to protect them from this. You are meant to protect them from what's going on. Why bring them?
Okay, so when you see a video of a group of kids, and they were all kids, chanting, get them out, in fact, being coached.
It's sick, it's disgusting, and shame on every parent out there that would bring a child, a young child, telling them to shout, get out, and get them out. That's not what you do.
Okay,
as Jeremy said, his son, his daughter, whatever, let's say the kids that I mind, they go into school. There are kids from different nationalities in there, right? Who have come from, let's say, who have come in here very legally, okay? You've Polish kids, you've Ukrainian kids, you have Nigerian kids, you have South African kids. They're all here. And next, they go to a protest, seeing the colour of his skin, or they're hearing a different accent, being told to get out. So they turn around, go into school and go, oh, by the way, yeah, get out. Is that what we want to do? Is that what we want to do with kids?
Do me a favour, Angela, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Jonathan.
Well, boys, how are you getting on? Listen, children have an absolute right to be at these protests. It's their future at stake with all this, which used to seem to just not understand. I just couldn't give a fuck about children's future, our children's future, at risk with these unvetted men coming into our country. Okay, it's very simple. It's their communities. They're not going into your communities. You don't have to worry about it. These people do. By all means, children should be at these protests. Again, emphasise, it's their future. You don't have a problem with young Fianna Gael, young Fianna Fáil, young Sinn Féin being plucked out of colleges and indoctrinated into their way of thinking. But when ordinary citizens on the ground in their own communities have a problem with these things, use to attack them. Of course children have a right. Right? End of story.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Michael, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michael?
I'm good, and thanks for bringing me on.
Now, what did you want to say on this?
I was saying, people are giving us saying, okay, it's wrong, it's child abuse or child neglect to allow children at the protests. Okay, let's put it in a simple way. Everyone knows what a Bohemians and a Rovers football match is like and what happens afterwards. There's riots, there's murders, there's attacks. And the language that comes out of children's mouth at their matches is disgraceful.
That's actually a very good point. Right. And Jeremy, you bring your own young fella to football games.
Yeah, he supports Pats.
You've never heard colourful language.
I've heard colourful language, but geez, my son hears colourful language from me. This isn't colourful language. This was language of hate, Michael.
It's the exact same thing with Rovers fans against Bohemians.
I have never at a League of Ireland match heard people in the crowd chanting racist comments.
I've been at the matches. Listen, you have the guards surrounding all fucking streets at these matches. As you know what they're like. Another thing, okay, look at the recent Sam Smith concert that we had here in Ireland. How he dressed, the dirty dancing he was doing, sexual fucking dancing in front of young children. But another thing, do you allow your kids to go to dance or concerts?
So I wouldn't bring. I wouldn't even. Right? Go, I wouldn't go to Sam Smith if you paid me to go to see him.
Either would I. But as I was saying, listen, what's happened is this country, whether it's the government's fault, parents' fault, no matter what, It's these children that it's the next generation.
So, Michael, you think that bringing a five-year-old to a protest like this is teaching him to stand up for his rights?
Well, especially that five-year-old, but 90% of the time...
Hold on, you can't turn around... No, you cannot turn around and say, well, you can bring that child, but you can't bring that child.
Okay, was there a five-year-old at that protest? No.
I didn't see a five-year-old, but I certainly saw kids that were 8 or 9.
Yeah, but 90%
of
the time...
Yes, so an 8 or 9-year-old.
The parents don't bring the kids. The kids are see the market, see the people walking up and down the streets, and they go at their own free will.
That's... Hold on a second, Michael.
I have seen protests
where there are kids in buggies, where there are kids being held by their parents. Are you going to let me finish? Hold on.
Yeah, go on.
Where there
go
are
on.
Kids being held by their parents of 5, 6, 7-year-olds shouting, get out, and you think that's right.
Okay, so the parent hasn't got a babysitter, but the parent needs support of community.
Answer the question, Michael. Do you have a problem with kids of 9, 10, 11, 12 at a protest shouting this?
What's wrong with that? Get them out.
Well, Angela, what's wrong with that?
I want to hear, like, what is the negative of get them out?
What is the negative? You are teaching children, right? Okay, that at their age, it is okay to go along and shout at someone to get out.
Well, there wasn't there was no one in the building. But come
hold
on
a second, right? So you're telling me that it's okay to teach a child that a foreign child or a foreign person is to get out of this country and to go into school the following day and sit next to one of them.
Right. So you're one of these far left. Okay. Right.
No, I'm not far left.
Michael,
I'm not letting you do this. I support every single protest that is going on out there. Believe me, I support it. The country is full. They shouldn't be letting any more in. They shouldn't be letting undocumented. I can tell you that. But what I don't agree with is you bringing your child, who you are meant to protect, who you are meant to educate, at an appropriate age.
Let's put it another way. Who are the adults protecting? The children. So why haven't the children got a voice?
Michael, you don't have a voice in this country. You don't have any issue at all with kids of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 chanting, get them out, get them out.
No.
No,
if the parents are like, if there was like bad language, you're foreign, this, foreign. Okay, listen, no, that is wrong.
And you think there was no bad language at that?
Oh, well, the bad language.
You honestly think there was no bad language?
No, well, never mind the bad language. Let me ask you another question,
but
Michael.
That's not everyone. Listen, you're going to have negative and positive.
Yeah, no, that's not what we're debating
Michael,
here.
If I had been there yesterday, supposing I was there doing interviews and I went up to those young fellas and I asked them a simple question. I had a microphone in question and I asked them a simple question, you know, what is your opinion? Okay, so you say you have little Jake there. Jake is 12 years of age and he's screaming, get them out, get them out. So I put a microphone up to Jake's mouth and I go, Jake, what is your opinion on asylum seekers coming to Ireland? What do you think the answer would be that he would give me?
Oh, straight out, foreign this, foreign that, black this. I know, and that's due to negative roles of particular people, but not everyone is negative.
It's due to indoctrination.
But not everyone that's had that protest agrees the same thing.
Nobody is born with hatred or racism in them. You are taught, you are brainwashed to fear other... And by the way, I don't think it is racism, by the way. I think it's more...
hate.
Well, it's hate as well, and xenophobia, really, that you're afraid of anybody that's from a different country. So by answering that question the way you did, you agree with what I'm saying then, Michael, that these children are literally being bred to be xenophobic. Not racist necessarily, but xenophobic. And as Angela says, they'll sit beside kids the next day in their class. Do you not think that's going to lead to bullying, that when a kid comes into the class... With brown skin, the automatic assumption these kids will have is that mommy and daddy came over here illegally and they're only coming over here to rob my mommy and daddy's dough. They want my mommy and daddy's dough. No.
All these protests, there has been mixed race people at these protests. Not just Irish people, not just white people. From all parts of the world, there have been people at these protests.
All right, good to talk to you, Michael. Thanks very much indeed. I want to bring in a huge reaction to this today. Let me bring in some more of your reaction. This is Sean.
Yeah, I don't think kids should be involved in certain types of protests, in protests like this with the immigrants and shit like that. A lot of them out there protesting are racist, but a lot of them out there are not racist, and they're fighting for what we believe in, our rights, etc., etc. I think there's better ways to teach our kids why they're protesting instead of having them out shouting, get them out, get them out. You know, it's not that difficult to sit down and tell them, look, there's no room for, not, there's fuck all room for foreign nationals coming in, legitimately or illegally. Situations like this, and as Jeremy was saying, adult situations, I don't think kids should be involved. They're still young, they're still impressionable. A lot of kids at that will probably come out with this thinking that they've done a good thing. A lot of them will come out thinking, oh yeah, fuck them, and they'll be racist, you know. So I think in a sense it is teaching kids to hate, but then again, it'll all come down to their background and the background of the parents as well. So yeah, it should be an interesting topic.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Sean. And a couple more messages, and in fact I've a WhatsApp message that came into us a while ago, which I'm going to read, from somebody who passed the protest in Coolock the other day. Neil.
Kiss me, Bella and Thomas. Lads, if people go to protests with their kids, they mightn't have a choice to go with them because they want to voice their opinion, so they may not have a choice to go without them. Days go. Cheers, lads.
Thanks very much indeed. And Mo.
Well, this whole conversation just sounds heartless and just out of touch. She's asking, if you go to the UK, would you need a passport? Of course you do. But you can do that because you live in a sane place. I can say, for example, I know for a fact, like, countries that we think that we agree are not at war, for example, but people are being persecuted for their beliefs anyway, on the low, but it hasn't turned into a war. But also, at the end of the day, I still think it's a bit of a tricky situation that we need better vetting. Like, even if people come in without their documents and everything, we need proper vetting. So is that what the people don't trust? Or are they just against everyone coming in, whatever? And speaking of the everyone coming in, this is going to get worse with climate refugees. But that's another topic.
It is another topic, Mo. Thanks very much indeed. And then finally, this message came in to us just a while ago, and it says, lads, please keep my name out of this. I was one of the many teenagers at the protest in Coolock chanting, get them out, get them out. And me and a friend started it. You mentioned that you can hear the anger in our voices. That's because we are angry at the government by letting unvetted foreigners into our country and touching people our age without any consent. We did not mean to sound racist or anything of the sort. We are just not comfortable with unvetted foreigners coming in, especially into our area. Yes, we shouldn't have chanted anything of the sort, but we did it to get heard, and it felt 100% right as teens of the area. Thanks for listening. And looking at the profile picture of that young man, that is a young teenager who was involved in that chanting. But we also got another message. Lads, if you read out my message, please keep my name out of it. I was passing by the Coolock protest the other day, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I heard a child who I would say was no older than 9 shouting at the top of his lungs, get those black seas out. See you next Tuesdays. And let's smash their packy heads in. While his dad was cheering him on. I felt sick seeing and listening to that. I do support the people of Coolock and their reason for their protest. However, I will not support this racism and anger from a child who clearly learned this from his father and other clowns like him. Now, that's horrific to hear that.
And he's after summing up exactly my opinion on it and better than I was able to do. That's exactly the point I was trying to make. And I did say that earlier on. I said the people of Coolock, they have legitimate concerns. I support their right to protest as long as it's peaceful, and it has been a peaceful protest. But when you use children to push your agenda, and if you just look at the video again on our Facebook page and you see the anger in the kids. No child of that age should be that angry.
And if you haven't seen the video, it is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D.
But that's little Jordan in the living room hearing Mammy and Daddy saying those brown people are coming over to rape our women. And little Jordan then believes what Mammy and Daddy... some people just shouldn't be parents. That's the bottom line.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. It's a daily podcast. We publish a new episode almost every weekday. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.